Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. I always thank my God for you and for the gracious gifts he has given you, now that you belong to Christ Jesus. Through him, God has enriched your church in every way. If you know anything at all about the church in Corinth, you will know that it was a disaster area. Everything seemed to be going wrong. They were divided. They had a case of incest in the church. Nothing had been done to sort it out. Their times of worship were an embarrassment. They totally misunderstood what the gifts of the Spirit were for and viewed them competitively. It's hard to find anything to celebrate, but look how Paul starts this letter. He gives thanks for them and for the way in which God had blessed them, and rejoices in the way that through Jesus, God has enriched them in every way. I love this. He could have kicked off the letter with a long list of moans, but he doesn't. He begins with encouragement. My junior school was very small, and so I found my huge secondary school a very bewildering place. I'd never been part of anything like it before. I struggled with the work and didn't do very well at first. I'll never forget the piece of work that I did for a geography teacher when I was 12, which he marked as excellent. Nobody had ever told me that I had ever done anything excellent before, and his words changed everything. I saw myself in a new light. It's so important to use words of encouragement, and particularly when we need to say something that's critical. Before we dare to say a single negative word, we need to think of all the genuinely encouraging things that we can say. Words of encouragement don't normally need to be long. They may be communicated in a quick text, or on a card, or in a brief email, but they can be of amazing importance. They can turn people's lives around. I wonder what you might be able to say today, which will give solid encouragement to someone else. Let me pray with you. Thank you, loving Lord, that you are the supreme encourager. Help us to be more encouraging day by day. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll have a great day and will join me for Be Still and Know every weekday here on Premiere.